Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, which today is an Understanding the Lyrics episode, and we're going to look at one of my favourite songs from the movie Saturday Night Fever, Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees. And you've definitely heard this song before, there's no doubt about that. You probably know some of the lyrics as well, but do you know what the lyrics mean? And have you ever considered some of the grammar or vocabulary in the song? Well, let's take a look. First of all, the title, Stayin' Alive. You may notice that it's not staying, I-N-G, but it's staying, I-N apostrophe. And this is a very informal, colloquial way of writing a word with I-N-G. You take away the G, stayin'. And when you listen to the song, they don't sing the G, do they? They don't go staying alive, they say stayin' alive. It flows nicely into that next word, alive, which starts with a vowel, staying alive, like it's one word. Let's take a look at the first verse, and I'm not going to sing it, don't worry, but I'll try and read it in the correct rhythm. Here we go. Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man, no time to talk. Music loud and women warm, I've been kicked around since I was born. Okay, let's take a look at that first part. First line, well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. First of all, the way that they use can tell, you can tell. And this means you may realize, you can realize that. So you might tell, you might be able to tell, you might be able to realize. So you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man, no time to talk. Music loud and women warm, and here I assume it's referring to dancing with women. I've been kicked around since I was born. To be kicked around, well, first of all, this is a passive verb, to be kicked around, and it means to be mistreated. I've been mistreated, I've been kicked around since I was born. And notice the use of the present perfect, I have been kicked around, because it's from a moment in the past when I was born until now. Okay, let's continue. And now it's all right, it's okay, and you may look the other way. We can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. So what does it mean to look the other way? Well, it means to ignore something bad. And in this case, it's referring to the fact that he's been mistreated his whole life, so he ignores this sad reality. And we can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure about the meaning of this part, but it could be referring to an article that they read in the New York Times, a kind of Bible for people maybe at the time, and that it has a bigger effect on people than we might think. I think that at the time they were writing maybe negative pieces about disco music, and so it was a response from the Bee Gees. But maybe you have a better idea about what that means. Let's move on to the chorus. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive, staying alive. Feel the city breaking and everybody shaking, and we're staying alive, staying alive. I'm not going to sing the next bit or even read it. I think you know it. So let's take a look at that part, first of all, the beginning bit of the chorus, whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother. Well, that word whether is a really, really good word when you are looking at two possibilities. And it's better than the word if here, because it's, like I said, it's two possibilities, whether you go or whether you don't go. It's two possibilities. In this case, whether you're a brother, a man, or whether you're a mother, in this case, I suppose just a woman, you're staying alive, staying alive. Feel the city breaking and everybody's shaking, and we're staying alive, staying alive. Very much referring to the life in New York City at that time, and how, well, it's a song about gratitude, being grateful that we are surviving this world or this life in New York. Okay, on to the next verse. Well, now I get low and I get high, and if I can't get either, I really try. Got the wings of heaven on my shoes, I'm a dancing man, and I just can't lose. Let's take a look at that bit first of all. I get low and I get high. And it's referring possibly to the possibilities of how they lived at the time. Low meaning depressed, high meaning loving life, possibly referring to drugs. I'm not sure. I get low and I get high. And if I can't get either, so either is referring to both of those choices, I really try. Got the wings of heaven on my shoes. Bit of a metaphor here. Referring to when he dances, almost flying in heaven. It's such a wonderful experience, getting such pleasure out of it. I'm a dancing man and I just can't lose. You know, it's all right. It's okay. I'll live to see another day. We can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. So that little change in that part there, I'll live to see another day. I will continue living. And then back to the chorus, which I will read one more time. It's the same as before, but it's just fun to read. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive, staying alive. Feel the city breaking and everybody shaking, and we're staying alive, staying alive. And then the very final bit is life going nowhere. Somebody help me, yeah. Life going nowhere. Somebody help me, yeah. I'm staying alive. Wonderful piece of music, great song, everybody knows it. And I hope it's encouraged you to listen again to that piece of music and think about the lyrics as well. When I do these Understanding the Lyrics episode, it's a lot of it is about my own interpretation of the song. It might be wrong, but that's the thing about lyrics or poetry. It's interpretation. So you might have a very different interpretation to me, or you might know something that I don't. But hopefully, either way, it's an opportunity for you to really examine the lyrics. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, if you have any songs you'd like me to analyze or talk about on these podcasts, or if you're interested in taking some English classes with me online, you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.